This is an All Ears English bonus episode. You're invited. Free web class, do's and don'ts of IELTS writing. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. If this is your year to get past the IELTS exam, then listen to today's episode to find out how to sign up for our web class in March. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, are you excited for our next web class?
I am so excited for this web class, you guys. This web class is focused on writing task 2, and these are really, really clear strategies for what to do and what not to do in your essay on test day.
Yes, and because we're on the All Ears English podcast, maybe some of our listeners don't even know what writing task 2 is. I mean, what are we even talking about here? Why would our listeners want to join the web class?
You know, IELTS is just such a part of me that I forget that it's not a part of everyone else. So guys, you know that Lindsay and I do another podcast, the IELTS Energy Podcast. Hopefully you're listening to that, even if you're not taking IELTS. But if you are taking IELTS, you guys, or you just want to learn how to be a better writer in English, then we're doing a web class all about writing task 2. So that's the essay that you have to write in 40 minutes. It has to be at least 250 words. And it's just your classic academic 4-paragraph essay. But IELTS is so unique, and there are really important details that the examiner needs to see or doesn't want to see that students don't know about, and it just ruins scores every Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. So really what this whole webinar is about is the do's and don'ts of writing task 2, right? About this particular part, the hardest part of the writing test on the IELTS exam, the do's and don'ts. So how many do's are they going to get? Jessica, how many do's are we going to get?
There are 4 do's and 3 don'ts.
Excellent.
And you know what? That number just popped into my head when I was planning it. And that's exactly what happened when I was brainstorming. It's perfect, you guys. So the 3 don'ts, these are things that students do every single Saturday, and it just lowers scores across the board. So we're going to learn about those first. And then the 4 do's, these are things that you have to start practicing now, or you can add to your essays immediately to start getting higher scores.
Yeah, I feel like for our listeners, if you guys are planning to take IELTS this year, this could cut off a ton of time from your preparation, could save you a ton just by attending a web class like this and following a smart study plan. It really could save you hours, weeks, months of study time because you can learn from what other students have done right or wrong. It's brilliant.
For sure. Exactly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And if you are planning to take IELTS at some point in the future, like within the next year, then you should definitely come, because this will show you what you're in for, right? And like Lindsay said, it'll save you hours and hours of wasted time, because I think a lot of students just start like practicing writing immediately and they're doing like an essay every day, but they're practicing wrong. Like that's all wasted time if you're not actually practicing writing the essay that will score the best, right?
Yeah.
You just keep doing the same mistake. So definitely come to the web class, guys. It's going to be March 5th and 6th.
Yeah.
And you can sign up at allearsenglish.com/advice.
Exactly. Can we give our listeners one tiny little sneak peek into one of the do's or don'ts before we get off the microphone? What do you think, Jessica?
Can you give them a hint? Ooh, that's asking a lot. No, just kidding. Yes, of course. So I'll tell you about the very first don't. I'll give you a little sneak peek in the very first don't. So some students, they spend so long like crafting the perfect introduction. And this is held over from if you've ever studied academic writing, right? Oh, yeah. Everybody talks about like having a hook and a thesis statement and summarizing main ideas and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know what? None of that helps your score in IELTS. None mm-hmm. of those things. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it ends up hurting your score because the essay is so short.
Yes.
Like you cannot say specifically in the introduction what your main ideas are, because you're just going to say it two sentences later in the body. Like it doesn't make any sense. So it lowers the task score and the cohesion score. So that's the first sneak peek, you guys. Don't get specific in the introduction.
I love it. That is just one tiny piece of what you guys are going to learn when you attend this web class. And the web classes are just straight up fun, right, Jessica? We have been having a blast. There's laughter. There's sharing. There's talking in the chat box. You guys get to participate. We ask you questions. And it's just a lot of fun. You guys have to come live because we do not always send out the replay nowadays. It depends on sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. And I can't tell you if we will or we won't.
Oh, that's like a big cliffhanger. Guys, I mean, really, you learn so much more when you come live. The energy isn't the same if it's a replay. It's just not. Yeah, you can't you can't feel it, right? But if you're there with us live, right? And we ask you questions, you interact with us. That's why it's not a webinar. It's a web class.
Yeah.
Because Lindsay and I have carefully designed these things and worked so hard on creating these web classes for you that it is a lot. It's as close to a class environment as you could get online, really.
It is awesome. It is awesome. So we want to invite you guys right now to go over to allearsenglish.com/advice to sign up, grab your spot, and then clear your calendar, right? So that you can come live and come get all the benefits of being there live with us. It's going to be awesome.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/advice, grab your spot, and we will see you in the web class.
Awesome, Jessica. I will see you there.
And I'll see not
and before
see
then.
You first. Just kidding. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.